Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. You said yesterday that Governor Romney is a competent manager. She said you were unsure if he was really capable of changing Washington. You said you were the change agent. Based on the arc of this campaign and perhaps what you've heard tonight, would you care to evaluate Governor Romney's ability to think outside the box and change the United States national security or foreign policy perspectives?
No.
You said so last night. Then what was the point, sir? Then what was the point, sir, of bringing it up yesterday on the national radio show?
I brought it up yesterday because of the national radio show. I think he brings up things when he's on national radio show. We're here tonight talking to the American people about why every single one of us is better than Barack Obama, and that's a topic I'd love to
say. So, Mr. Speaker,
compared to this administration, talking about a friend who's a great business manager as a good manager is an enormous improvement over Barack Obama.
All right, so there's Newt Gingrich having a little bit of, I guess you would say that was fun, or some it would be fun anyway, from this weekend's GOP debate. 800-510-8255, if you want to connect with us talking about debates and the status of your favorite, I was going to use the term Paul, that's not considered very friendly. So your favorite figure, shall we say, who may be interested in becoming the President of the United States for the Republican Party. Here's Jan Crawford reporting on this weekend's debate.
This was the 10th Republican debate, but it was the first to focus solely on foreign policy to test which of these candidates could be trusted the most to handle that 3 a.m. phone call in the White House.
Zero, and also your...
The issues were complex. The answers, serious.
This is a very dangerous time.
There were no gimmicks or slogans, no real jabs thrown. When given the chance to take a shot at frontrunner Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich pulled back his punch.
We're here tonight talking to American people about why every single one of us is better than Barack Obama.
Throughout the debate, the candidates sharply criticized President Obama and made clear their differences were stark.
If I were president, I would be willing to use waterboarding. I think it was very effective at gaining information for our country.
Our current president has made it very clear that he's not willing to do those things necessary to get Iran to be dissuaded from their nuclear folly. I will take a different course.
There are a number of ways to be smart about Iran and relatively few ways to be dumb.
There were no obvious stumbles. Governor Rick Perry joked about his brain freeze.
And the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
In the last debate.
Governor Perry, you advocate the elimination of the Department of Energy. If you eliminate the Department of Energy...
Glad you remembered it.
I've had some time to think about it, sir.
Me too.
Needing a solid performance, Perry came down strong on the issue of foreign aid, triggering criticism from rivals.
The foreign aid budget in my administration for every country is going to start at $0.
He later clarified that he didn't mean that Israel would lose American dollars.
Israel is a special ally, and my bet is that we would be funding them at some substantial level.
On the tough questions, Herman Cain said he would listen to his generals, but when would he overrule them?
And I feel that I'll be able to make that assessment when we put together the cabinet and all of the people from the military, et cetera.
Now, Perry and Cain have the least amount of foreign policy experience, and sometimes it showed, although both avoided any major missteps. The two with the best showing, once again, that honor's got to go to Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich.
All right, so here's David Gregory now from Meet the Press talking about the polls and the sort of harassment that some people think has been leveled at Herman Cain.
An uptick for Romney, slight erosion of support for Cain, big uptick for Gingrich, who seems to be an emerging story, Perry down four, some real trouble for his campaign. So, David, where are we now in this Republican field?
To be the big news is Cain not going down as much as I would have thought, or as most people would have thought. And why is that? Peter Hart, who does the NBC Wall Street Journal poll with you guys, did a focus group a couple weeks ago where he asked people, what sort of school kid would the candidates be? And when they thought of Rick Perry, they thought, oh, he'd be the bully. When they thought of Mitt Romney, that, oh, he'd be the rich kid. When they thought of Herman Cain, they thought he'd be the popular one. And so Cain has a reservoir of support that the others don't, even with these scandals. I think in the end of the day, it'll hurt him. The second big question is, what kind of campaign are we running here? Usually people are out campaigning in Iowa, New Hampshire, raising money, doing ground support. This year, it's all a reality show based on the debates. I happen to think eventually it'll turn into a normal campaign where they'll go to Romney, but maybe it won't. Maybe Cain will still be sticking around there. So his resilience is the impressive thing.
Let me just ask you about the debate cycle. So Perry's big moment in the debate had to do with really an unforced error as he was trying to level an attack. This is how it went.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the what's the third one there? Let's see. The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
The oops moment. The CBS News debate with Scott Pelley made some light of that.
Governor Perry, you advocate the elimination of the Department of Energy. If you eliminate the Department of Energy...
Glad you remembered it.
I've had some time to think about it, sir.
Me too.
EJ, can Perry recover?
You know, I think that that moment is painful every time you watch it. And I think that's the worst thing for Perry, which is that you can get by if voters can't, if some share of voters can't stand you. You can't get by when they start feeling sorry for you. And so I think this is a huge problem. I do think the Democratic National Committee is going to put up some money so that you can have a Republican debate every other day. Because I think in general, these debates have not helped the field. And I think that the what you're seeing is something very interesting. If you look at the CBS poll, which has more undecideds given the way they conduct it, their last poll showed that if you combine the number of Republicans who are undecided with the number of Republicans they say who say they want someone else, you get 31% of the vote. The field is losing as this race goes on. And while the conventional wisdom is it's got to get to Romney eventually, what you're seeing pretty consistently is that Romney is having a lot of trouble getting much beyond a quarter of the Republican vote. You still feel there's an opening for another Republican candidate, even if the process won't make it easy. So I've been thinking there is room for some kind of draft movement again, maybe a write-in in New Hampshire. Now, yeah, that's way out there, but I just have not seen a race that's had so much trouble gelling, and I think it's because conservatives are having trouble getting to Mitt Romney.
That's from Meet the Press, David Gregory talking to David Brooks from the New York Times and E.J. Dionne from the Washington Post about changes in the latest polls after the harassment allegations against Herman Cain and the gaffes by Rick Perry. We continue with our focus on Newt Gingrich here on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need. Like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Over to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday, reviewing a lot of the issues discussed on the Sunday morning television talk shows. Here's radio host Esme Murphy talking to political analyst Dr. David Schultz about how Newt Gingrich is rising in the polls.
There is a new CBS News poll out that has, this is a national poll, that has Mitt Romney at 18%, tied for 15%, Herman Cain, and Newt Gingrich.
Yes.
I thought he was dead. I thought he was over. I thought he was through. I thought he shot his wad at Tiffany's.
That's right.
Months ago.
That's right. That's right. It looked like it was. I mean, but what may have happened at this point is that all the damage that seemed to start with Newt Gingrich's campaign very early on, was it 6 months ago or 7 months ago, I can't remember, was when the stories about the, what, $500,000 or $1 million credit line at Tiffany's and his just bad performances in terms of being acerbic and grouchy. That's all out. It's almost like he's got all the trash out. And again, we were talking about this at break at one point.
His screw up came so early, everyone's forgotten it.
Exactly, exactly. And we were talking about this, I think, at break at one point when we weren't on the air. I said, what this reminded me of a little bit is 3 years ago when we had the Franken-Coleman Senate race, and a lot of stuff that Coleman threw out at Franken came out very early in the summer. It all got out there, and by the time it got to the general election, there was no new dirt to come out, nothing new, and therefore it had already run its course. And so in some sense, Gingrich has already gotten all his dirty laundry out, and it's now time for him. I'm not surprised at all. I think in one of my blogs recently, I talked about saying that he would be the next flavor of the month at this point. And what's happening is that what's the best time to be the flavor of the month when your month is coming up? And that month you want to have come up is what? Now going into the Iowa caucuses, which are less than 50 days away. And so this is good timing for him.
Right. And obviously, though, it's almost by default.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although I think his, I do think his command, I mean, he was asked specifically about waterboarding and, the assassination of American citizens.
Right.
Who are involved in terrorist activities. And he does seem to have a pretty strong command, which I suppose is not surprising, somebody who has been involved at the core of government for many, many years. Although he has been out of office for a while, but he does seem to have, a command of the issues, a command of facts, a command of detail,
yes,
which I think is significant. He can also come across as and I suppose to a certain extent they all can, but there's an arrogance there.
Yes.
He can be almost mean sounding.
And that's the problem. Is I remember a few months ago when the first debate was on. Boy, how many months ago was this one? It was a Fox debate. It was only shown like on cable. And at one point he was fighting. They were asking him something about his personal life or something, and he was fighting with the reporters and fighting with them about this was a cheap shot.
Well, no one likes reporters, so maybe that's a good strategy.
Of course it was, maybe. But the point is he came across as petty and mean. But we shouldn't forget the fact he's the former Speaker of the House. He has years of congressional experience.
And you don't get to be Speaker of the House by being Mr. Nice.
Mr. Nice Guy, he's not. But is he capable of running the country? Perhaps more so than certainly Rick Perry. And maybe you'll think he's better than Herman Cain. And maybe you think he's better than Mitt Romney. What's your thought on this? 800-510-8255. The essence of our conversation here as we get started, the GOP debate, the latest one. There have been 10 of them so far. Presidential race in general. We'll have time for the Penn State scandal or situation as the countdown continues. We'll stick with this for a few more minutes by going to Face the Nation next here on the Countdown.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately?
Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the countdown as we continue with a focus on the presidential debate this weekend. There were two of them, I think, last week, and the latest one was on Saturday night. So from Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talks to Kathleen Parker from the Washington Post and Dee Dee Myers, who was Bill Clinton's press secretary, about Herman Cain's performance as the harassment scandal continues to plague him pretty much everywhere he goes.
Herman Cain was not much of a presence at this debate, but he had a very rough week going into it. And I must say his support among women does seem to have fallen somewhat. It was about 28% support among women before. Now it's down to about 15%. Do you think this is going to blow over for him, or will he weather this storm?
I think he's counting on it blowing over, and there's a precedent for that. Americans have a very short attention span. He's hoping that if he just continues to blow reporters off and focus on the things that he wants to talk about, essentially 999, shall I say it, that eventually people will just forget. And he's also playing kind of the victim card, and I would, he's suggesting that all of these people are out to get him. And that resonates with a certain part of the Republican Party. They're very happy to say, look, don't pick on our man. In fact, the more you pick on him, the more they're going to like Cain. And he's sort of feeding on that.
Dee Dee Myers, you were President Clinton's press secretary when he went through some serious allegations involving women. How do you see this playing out?
I think that a lot of Cain's base has been men, and more men than women. I haven't seen a lot of numbers to support that, but certainly that's my reading of the situation. And I think that's one of the reasons that his support hasn't dropped more. But I think this is the kind of thing that starts to sow doubts about who Herman Cain is and whether he's really the best candidate to be the Republican nominee for president. I think we'll start to see more scrutiny of him on other issues. He looked uncomfortable talking about foreign policy. He didn't want to be there. This is not his strong suit. He gave answers that if the bar had been higher, I think would have been more controversial, saying he basically would defer all of the big decisions about foreign policy and military policy to his advisors or to the generals. He would be commander-in-chief. That's not a very satisfying answer.
All right, so Dee Dee Myers talking about Herman Cain there for the benefit of those of you listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you're getting bits and pieces of the Sunday morning television discussions as well as talk radio programs like this one hosted by Warren Price, who talks to attorney Deborah Gordon about the harassment allegations that don't seem to go away, and his response, which seems to lack something.
What's your take? It's certainly a he said, she has said. Sharon being just one of the four who have come forward now with these sexual harassment allegations.
So my take on all of this, having handled multiple sexual harassment cases over the years and talked to even more people who didn't end up suing, is that there's a lot of bravado there. I don't think he's got the appropriate, given the position he's running for, serious attitude about the allegations being made. He's essentially making fun of some people. His lawyer has threatened that if others come forward, they better watch out or be careful. In other words, they'll be sued potentially. And he's made fun of Anita Hill. I mean, he has this.
He did apologize after the day after calling.
Yeah, of course. Once he got.
He apologized for calling the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, princess.
Right.
Also as well. But go ahead.
But you know, he wants it both ways. He wants to make a joke about it and stand up in front and, you know, put on the big tough guy face. And he wants it that way. And at the same time, you know, he kind of acts like he's very dismissive. And are you kidding? Could this really have happened? And the two just don't mesh with me. I mean, four women is not an insignificant number.
Huh. There's a woman trying to assess the allegations, and I understand that there are a lot of people who the people who are very interested in catering to women think that he's not going to be able to cater to women at all. So that's our overview of where the politics and the politicians are with regard to the race. It's 28 after the hour.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good.
Wow, Santa Rita's got some nose.
That's a saint you're talking about.
Actually, I'm talking about Santa Rita Reserva Sauvignon Blanc. When a wine has a delightful aroma, experts say it has a good nose. Have a sip.
Mmm, heavenly.
Enjoy a little taste of heaven. Santa Rita, recipient of a remarkable 28 90-plus ratings from wine experts in the past year and named Winery of the Year by Wine and Spirits magazine. Santa Rita, imported from Chile by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Plan
a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Or email to Doug at DougStephan.com about any of the items, the subjects, if you will, the topics. News Talk Radio is in the focus. The weekend shows on television and radio bring us around to forming opinions, consensus or not, about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. And now, having spent a good deal of time talking about what's going on in the race, let's move to the Penn State situation. There have been a lot of comments from a lot of people at Penn State, from Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett. As a matter of fact, the governor would, by his position, be a member of the Penn State Board of Trustees. So let's mix and match here as we listen to radio host Daryl Parks talk to attorney Lisa Wells about the possible legal problems that may be facing former coach Joe Paterno.
When it comes to Joe Paterno, how exposed is he in legal terms?
I think he's very exposed. If you look at the reports, it looks like the other two individuals that have been charged criminally, not Sandusky, but their attorneys are paid for by Penn State. So I'm curious as to whether Penn State jumped in and said, Paterno, we're hiring an attorney for you, or whether Paterno actually funded his own money to hire the attorney. But either way, I mean...
Well, it's his own money. I can answer that, because his son, Scott, who can't keep his mouth shut, his quote is, on behalf of my father, I have retained Sollers at the law firm of King & Spalding.
Okay. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that he has. And actually, he should have done this months and months ago. Anytime you're served with a grand jury subpoena, or anytime that you are contacted to present any sort of evidence, you should hire an attorney. I mean, that's just the way it is. I don't know why Paterno didn't. I mean, I guess he was assured by Penn State University that he either wasn't facing any liability, or he didn't personally feel like he was facing any liability. But that's just ignorant. I mean, anytime you're involved in any sort of investigation, even the smallest mistake could result in criminal liability. And I think that he will skate on the criminal liability portion of this, but I think his civil liability is definitely open. And I think he recognized that, and the statements that he was making, I don't know if he recognized it. Certainly his family did, who has an interest in his estate because they're the people that would get money. And so hiring an attorney is a smart bet, because otherwise you subject yourself to serious amounts of monetary loss
Mm-hmm. Well, the money that they're talking about is $100 million. Is there a big difference between being employed? In the case of a couple of days ago, Joe Paterno was employed, and at that point, Penn State University or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania protecting him, and now that he is no longer employed by Penn State University, is that a difference there too?
No, since the majority of all the acts occurred while he was an employee of Penn State's going to have some sort of duty to indemnify him, to protect him, and obviously it's in their best interest to do so because they don't want him out there becoming a plaintiff's witness for these sex abuse victims. I mean, that would be their worst case scenario if Paterno decided to become, you know, a champion and kind of spill all the beans about what happened, who knew what, when they knew it, because that is going to create a huge problem for Penn State. So Penn State has an interest in keeping Paterno quiet. Paterno has an interest in keeping himself quiet because he doesn't want to subject himself to personal liability. But his personal liability overall is going to be small because Penn State is the one that has $50 million football program every year. That's the deep pockets. That's where the plaintiff's attorneys are going after.
Wow. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it, under the circumstances when you think about what this guy is all about and what he's meant to the school. Here's radio host Bob Franz talking about the reaction of Penn State alumni and students who seem to be outraged that Paterno was fired.
Eric is driving somewhere around I-95. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah. Ready, fire, aim. We listened to the Board of Trustees say, we really don't have the facts, but we're going to fire this guy and this guy. And all I can think of is Duke lacrosse team. The whole team was tried. The coach was tried and convicted in the media. And, oh, by the way, later they found out the facts. So we're not going to let the facts get in the way. We're just going to cut loose everybody we can and divorce ourselves so we can say we're moving on.
If I ask you a question, will you give me an honest answer?
Yeah, I will.
Are you a Penn State graduate?
I am.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Do you see what these people are made of? They care more about Joe Paterno's reputation than they do about the physical, mental, and emotional well-being of children being raped. I cannot tell you how many Penn State alums I am crossing on social media tonight, on Facebook, on Twitter, on message boards. Football, Nittany Lion football at State College, Pennsylvania, is their religion, period. And nothing comes before their God, which is Joe Paterno.
All right, so here's the thought that I have on this at this moment in time anyway. There, and by the way, a lot of comments. If you go to DougStephan.com, or you go to facebook.com/good day, you'll see in the Facebook section some comments from those of you who are following us on Facebook that feel strongly about this. There is a lot of activity here from Penn State alum, and they do like Joe Paterno, and you're right, sir. It seems that football and Paterno is the number one concern instead of an education, which is pretty troubling. You'd find it that way in Ohio and Texas and some other states as well. Why is that? Why do we place so much attention on a game? And then you look at the numbers and the psychology that people who have supported the team and what it's all about. There's a whole long and sordid relationship we seem to have in this country, and I think it is sordid with activities like football. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Joe Bartlett talking to a Penn State fan named Amy Ray about how the focus of most of the scandal has been on Paterno and not on the victims, or on Sandusky, who's charged with this crime.
There's been a kind of a crazy reaction to this, and I want to ask you, Amy, because I know how much you care about Penn State. I think from the initial news, there was too much focus on Joe Paterno and not on what happened to the victims here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the thing that's really troubling to me is that I haven't seen much focus on the kids that were affected here, the 8 victims, and I've seen absolutely zero coverage of Jerry Sandusky. I think everything has just been focused on Joe Paterno, and it's really just, I don't know, disheartening to me. I just don't really understand, you know, I could see why people are angry. I know that he's such an iconic figure at the school and, you know, to football fans and you know, people worldwide and nationwide, but the fact that nobody's really been focusing on these kids and Jerry Sandusky and what he's done, you know, it really hurts. It's
Yeah. Now, when I first talked to you, it was like someone in your family had died. I mean, you
yeah.
that, in that kind of shock and disbelief here.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of days, you've had a chance to sort it out, as a lot of Penn State fans have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you're questioning whether or not Joe Paterno should have done more and maybe a little bit more responsible for what happened than just to say, well, I reported it and then walked away from the situation.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, after hearing all of the additional information that's come in, it's definitely difficult to understand why nobody in this situation really did more. You know, Michael Cleary apparently had, you know, let's say had seen something, he, you know, waited a day to report it, and then he told his father first, told Joe Paterno. I mean, it's just all very confusing. I mean, do I think that possibly Joe Paterno could have done more? You know, I mean, I guess so, yes, but I also do think that he did legally what he needed to do, and I think that a lot of people in the story could have done more.
All right. So your thoughts, there are a lot of people with very strong opinions on this, and those opinions are not going to change much, and that'll be the course, I think, of a lot more discussion during the course of the week on regular conversation radio stations, issue-oriented talk radio stations, and sports talk radio stations. Here is Keith Larson talking about the way Penn State students in general have responded to what's going on with Paterno.
Did you see the pictures? Penn State students setting a, you know, flipping over a news truck. 2,000 Penn State students took to the streets. It was a rally for Joe Paterno, but then it got violent. Police in riot gear dispersed about 2,000 Penn State students. They were showing support for and upset by Joe Paterno being fired over this sex abuse scandal. We want Joe! We want Joe! That's what it says they were shouting. They kicked in the windows of a news van that they flipped over. Seriously? You know, people say sometimes, we need to worry about the future of America. Let me tell you something. If they're out there, I understand that this is a hard thing, and I've heard clips from people like, you know, Dan Connor. A lot of people have played for Joe Paterno, and, oh my gosh, this is horrible, and I can't believe it. But if you're out there protesting against his firing, if you're at a rally for Joe Paterno, if you're overturning news trucks and turning to, like, chaos and violence because you're mad because the university fired Joe Paterno, are you kidding me? They fired Joe Paterno because he did nothing but, at best, the bare minimum of pass up the chain the word that an assistant, his number one assistant, his go-to guy, his, you know, what's the word? His, no, not manservant, but, you know, going to follow him in his footsteps. His probable successor is who this guy was. And Joe gets the word that this guy is raping a 10-year-old boy in the shower. And Joe does nothing other than apparently pass it up the chain, but he never exhibits any concern beyond that, doesn't go to police, doesn't follow up, apparently nothing. Paterno yesterday decides to get ahead of the trustees, and he comes out and has a retirement announcement. He's going to retire at the end of the season. Joe Paterno, 46 years, beloved coach, he's going to retire. So now he wants to pull a retirement announcement all of a sudden. Announce that he's retiring at the end of the year. 46 years this guy's been doing this. He's 84 years old. All of a sudden now, mid-season, he's going to pull this retirement announcement and get like a victory lap for the rest of the season, he thinks in his mind, right? He's going to, and it'll be, oh, Joe. And it probably would have been. Look at the sensibilities of these students. So he wants to get ahead of the trustees because he hears it's percolating that they're going to fire him. He figures if he, Coach Joe, announces his own retirement, he'll get to do his victory lap and they won't touch him. The trustees stand up and not only fire Joe, they fire the president of the university. Excellent. Good for them is right.
800-510-TALK. All right, so now we have time for the circumstance we find ourselves in with this super committee of members of Congress and the Senate, and we'll talk about that in a matter of moments. Are they going to get something done is the question a lot of people on talk radio are asking.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee. If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Here is today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supported, but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about how to select a badge that's right for you. The other day, I had an appointment, and as I was waiting in the room, they said to me, "We have a badge that you have to wear, and all the badges are numbered. Would you like number one, or would you like number seven?" Now, number seven, of course, is a lucky number for a lot of people. How many of us would have taken number seven to be lucky and not number one? Well, if you know me by now, I selected badge number one because I like to run around and say I am number one, and I like to show it off. And I don't like to rely on luck for things that I want to have happen in my life. Each and every one of us should think of ourselves as number one. When we go into a room and they say, "What badge do you want?" even if they don't give you a choice, ask for badge number one. Is it egotistical? No. Is it a self-fulfilling prophecy? Yes, it is. Be number one. Carry it with you. Show it with you. Show your badge of honor of being number one. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I cleaned the whole garage and pruned the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
All right, on the countdown right now, the super committee in the focus from CNN over the weekend. State of the Union host Candy Crowley talks to Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, about whether they think the super committee will actually get something done.
Can you look at what's going on in the super committee and tell me what your level of confidence is that they're going to get something done where you all couldn't quite get it done?
Well, I think they will. I think, you know, as the time pressure builds and they get towards a deadline, I think they'll get something done. The question is, will they do enough? If they only do the $1.2 trillion, we're going to have to start over as soon as that's passed and find another $3 or $4 trillion just to buy us 5 years in time, you know, the time to work out of our problems.
And Senator Warner, if my memory is correct, I believe Senator Coburn had like an $8 trillion package, you know, where he thought he could reduce $8 trillion. What is your level of confidence here that they're going to get something done? I didn't think Congressman Hensarling sounded at all optimistic.
Well, listen, I'm hopeful. We're trying to root them on. We've got 45 senators now.
Tom and I have helped organize this group, bipartisan senators, 100 members of the House, saying if they will step up and be bold, we got their back. We'll try to give them that cover. And as Tom has indicated, you know, we really need to be shooting for more like a $4 trillion deficit reduction plan. If there's one thing we've seen from the last few months in Europe, it's when you take these incremental steps, the market comes back and burns you time and again.
All right. So what is going to happen there? I guess we'll hold our breath for a few more weeks and figure it out whether they're going to get something done before the deadline next week. Super Committee and the Focus on the Countdown.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we have a difficult situation in the Middle East. A lot of action, protests, and a lot of places where there has been revolution, or we can describe it as revolution. And then you've got the situation between Israel and Iran. The Middle East experts that are looking at Iran's threats. Do they have nuclear weaponry? Most people at this point think that they do. I was listening to somebody talking about how good, I think it was Newt Gingrich, as a matter of fact, talking about how good the Iranian people are, but the leadership there is stark raving mad, and otherwise why would they want to confront the situation with Israel, which is what a lot of talk radio people have been onto over the last 3 or 4 days. Is Israel preparing a preemptive strike, et cetera, et cetera? 800-510-8255. We have a sampling of some callers who are sounding off on what's the appropriate way to handle the Iranians. For example, here's Mike in Florida with his thoughts.
My thoughts, basically, it's just another ramp up for more war. I personally want to preface my statements with, I was a registered Democrat. Technically, I still am, but I will be changing my affiliation due to the fact that I did not vote for Obama to promote this. Now, the UN is taking the helm of this, but essentially, are they dictating how we're governing? Or, I'm just at a loss for words that we're essentially going to go to war with another country and that we're going to have more sanctions and there are going to be more innocent people killed over this strategic game. Dr. Ron Paul, presidential candidate, who is going to be the first person that I hope to vote for, the the thing that we can do is we can essentially do what he asked us to do, and that is we can negotiate with them. We can be friends with them. We don't have to have more sanctions that ultimately... Look what the sanctions did in Iraq. You have Madeleine Albright saying how 500,000 Iraqi children died, and that was worth it. That is disgusting. And as American, not only am I disgusted, I'm embarrassed, and this needs to stop.
All right. Ron Paul, do we negotiate with another country, 800, or go to war with them? 800-510-8255. Here's Abdullah, who is in California, describes himself as an American Muslim.
I'm an American Muslim, and I would like to preface my comments by asking other Muslims in this country to please speak up. I speak for many American Muslims when I say to you, we are sick and tired as Americans, but especially as American Muslims, of our country always attacking Muslim countries. They lie to us, they villainize and dehumanize the leaders of these countries that we set up and become friends with, and then we turn around and tell the American people, oh, they're bad, 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 and then we go in and we kill the people. There are millions of untold casualties. You know, if America really does get attacked, I'm of the ilk of people that don't believe that 9/11 was perpetrated by 19 people with box cutters. If America is really finally attacked by someone, you can only push a cat into a corner for so long before it will scratch you. We've got to stop this. We've got to study peace, and we've got to stop villainizing the Muslim world. As an American Muslim, I feel under attack every single day because of our politics of our country. Please stop it. And all American Muslims, please start calling in, making your voice heard. We are not all terrorists. We love this country just as much as everybody else. I would say the same thing as if I was a Christian and we were a Muslim nation attacking Christian countries. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
A pretty powerful call from somebody who actually makes some sense in his plea. All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Here's Robert in Georgia with a plea to help Israel.
I think the whole situation with Iran and with Israel is nonsense. They've been talking about attacking each other for years. I think we should just stop, bring both of them to the table, and see what can we work out. What type of, not necessarily peace, because I don't think there's peace in that situation, but some type of mutual understanding where we can coexist. But attacking Iran would just waste money, lives, and assets that the U.S. can't really afford right now, and also risk bringing China or Russia and putting them into a situation where they might have to choose a side. I don't see that really helping us out. It doesn't help the Israelis out, because look, it's only 7 minutes to get through their air defenses. 7 minutes. They can't really fight any major power, but out of all the Middle Eastern countries, Iran is the only country that truly has a chance of beating Israel on a one-on-one if we can't truly step in.
All right, so another issue that we'll probably hear a great deal more about during the course of the week, as we will presidential politics and the economy. All of those things are always wrapped together here as we report about what's on News Talk radio stations. Talking about the news is what the talk stations do. I'm Doug Steffen.